Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey. Welcome, friends. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks a lot for being here. And again, I mentioned this in the first hour, but I want to thank everybody at Moog who, like, right after your mandate meeting ended yesterday, blew out the phones here at WBEN to let us know what had just happened. Thank you for thinking of us first, and thank you for your trust. That is not taken for granted, believe me. That was really amazing. And then you guys got us a copy of the memo in very short order. So thank you. Now, today, we're kind of picking up that ball that I got handed off. I don't think I'm going to run all the way down to the field for the touchdown, though. But we're picking that ball up because there's a few things I want to get into that we, in all of our COVID shows, we haven't spent a lot of time getting into. We did yesterday, but I think there's still some meat on the bone to be picked. And that is, those of you who've been able to get a religious exemption to the vaccine, can you please tell us what you did? Everybody's got their own story. How did you get your religious exemption to the jab? And is there anybody out there who actually got a medical exemption to a jab mandate? In all the time I have done this as a topic, I've only had one caller saying that they got a medical exemption to the shot. And they got it was a medical exemption to wearing a mask in school. Correct myself. Because her daughter wears glasses, and those glasses got fogged up with the mask, was able to get a medical exemption. My understanding is it is easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than it is to get a medical exemption, at least in New York State. I don't know what your experiences are on that, but I'd really like to know. So the other thing, too, we know what they're going through at Moog as far as the mandated situation. How are you dealing with the mandate at your workplace? What is the mandate at your workplace? I still want to know the answer to that one. What are you being told? You know, and, you know, they've got Moog. I've got the memo in front of me. Maybe I'll read from it in a little bit. But they have to report to the government that everybody working is, in fact, somebody who has received the jab or the appropriate number of jabs given the particular protocol of the product involved. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And there's another angle here that, frankly, I've been remiss in discussing. I would love to hear from those of you who actually wanted. You wanted Moderna. You wanted Pfizer. You wanted Johnson & Johnson. You wanted the vaccine. And you might not be in favor of mandates, but you wanted the vaccine. And if you're a new listener to the program, I wanted the vaccine. Did a whole show when we couldn't find places that had the vaccine in stock, where I asked you guys, you remember the old days? I asked you guys, I said, where can I get the vaccine? And then people would call in and say, my mother's 93 years old. She lives in Cheektowaga. Where can she get the vaccine? And there was a mad rush to get the jab. And now that it is everywhere, and I think some of this is human nature, maybe some of it is concern over the VAERS reporting on the CDC website, but now it is so readily available and there is such reticence in getting it amongst a lot of people. But if you're somebody who wanted it and you're glad you got it, what made you want to get it? And I don't mean to muddy the waters here too much, but I don't think that this situation in which I find myself is not a unique situation. Fully vaccinated, got COVID, survived it. Doctor's appointment tomorrow. What should I be asking my doctor? And I want to know what you asked your doctor, if you don't mind telling us, because first thing I'm going to ask is, hey, do I really need a booster? Because as much as I wanted the Moderna 2-jab series, I'm not real crazy about the idea of getting a booster shot. I don't believe I need a booster shot. My immune system in the preseason was absolutely victorious. Now, you know, I got very lucky at a very mild case of COVID. And there was a newspaper article, I think, last week. One of our other radio colleagues at a competing station, Bill Lacey, who is he's a terrific guy. Bill also had COVID about the same time as I had COVID. And fortunately, he had very minor COVID symptoms. And his mom was an RN. And he doesn't understand people's hesitancy with respect to the vaccine. I think I do understand people's hesitancy, and it involves the lack of long-term data on this particular shot. But I was very happy to see that Bill Lacey had very mild symptoms of COVID, as did I. I don't know if Bill is experiencing any of the longer-term stuff with the voice or the brain fog or the fatigue. The fatigue has gotten better, but sometimes it hits when you least expect it. We went out to dinner last night. And I sat down at the table. I could have fallen asleep right at the table. And I got out of it. I worked my way through it, but I was like, you got to be kidding me. What's up with this? All right, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All righty, back to the calls. Here is Gene in beautiful Wales Center. Haven't been there in, like, forever. Gene, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how do you do?
I hope I do well. How about you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, I love your voice. Very strident. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm one of those people who couldn't wait to get a shot. I mean, I admit I'm 79 years old, but I'm in excellent health, and I wanted to get it as quickly as I could. The unfortunate thing was I didn't have a computer, so I was very frustrated for a while until you could finally contact a drugstore via regular phone. But I got my first shot the first week in March, and my Moderna, and the last shot the 31st of March, and I'm going to get the booster as soon as it's okayed.
Just out of curiosity, why do you think you need the booster?
Oh, I'm not going to take any chances.
Have you talked to your doctor about it?
No, I've never talked to my doctor about COVID at all.
And you haven't had COVID?
No, not that I know of.
See, the reason I'm really leery about the booster is I've had COVID, so isn't that kind of redundant?
Well, I don't know, but if I'd have had COVID, I might have then asked a doctor or got a test or something, but since that's irrelevant for me.
So but for you, you say you're in great shape, you're 79 years old, but your age was the determining factor in why you wanted to get the shot to begin with.
Well, that, and I just wanted to be comfortable, and I want people to be comfortable around me, and I'm a person, I mean, I live alone with my dog and my horse, and I'm out in the country. I don't do a lot of socializing, and I hate wearing that stupid mask. I will only wear the mask if it's absolutely required by a business. And
yeah, well, when you go to the doctor or any healthcare facility, you got to have a mask on.
Place where I don't want to create a scene by not wearing a mask, so I'll wear one.
Oh, I don't mind creating scenes sometimes. A little drama is good in life. So, hey, tell us about your horse. You kind of caught me off guard. I live with my dog and my horse. I thought you were going to say dog and cat. Tell us about your horse.
Well, at the moment, I have a quarter horse mare who's a real sweetie pie. I used to show and everything heavily with some of my previous horses, but now I just trail ride for pleasure.
Oh, wait, at 79, you're out trail riding. Good for you. You're not worried about breaking a hip or anything?
Oh, I've fallen off a few times and broken a few things, but I've always recovered from it fine.
My dear, another scar, another story. Thank you very much. Now, the quarter horses, those are the really big ones, right?
No. The quarter horse that I showed extensively was 16. Well, he was 16'4", or almost 17 hands, and he was very big for a quarter horse.
What are the giant horses I'm thinking about? You know, the ones you look at and you say, is this a horse or a dinosaur?
Draft horses.
Oh, okay, draft horses. Okay, thank you.
Things like that.
My suburban ignorance is showing.
I'd say the average quarter horse is very much like the one I have, about 15 hands, 15'2". They're relatively... As horses go on the average, I'd say they're relatively on the small side, simply because, let's face it, the reason quarter horses were started was for ranch work for cowboys, and they need to be able to hop off and hop on easily. They're not going to be scrambling up on a 17-hand horse.
Gotcha. All right. I thank you very much. Great call.
Oh, have a good day.
From Wales Center. I love it. Now, she did not say that she got the vaccine and then grew 15 hands. That is not what she said. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Has anybody been able to get a medical exemption? Have you gotten a religious exemption to the jab or the vaccine, if you prefer? Heard from somebody yesterday who was able to get a religious exemption. And the way I read the law, it's like it has to be a deep and sincerely held religious view. I don't know how you actually go about proving your faith. I don't know how you actually go about proving that you need and deserve and are entitled to a religious exemption. And those of you who've done it, please put us in the picture. And is there anybody in the sound of my voice right now who has actually gotten a medical exemption? Your employer or whomever said, you must get the jab. And you've been able to say, oh, no, here's my medical exemption. And you whip out a doctor's note. I mean, those things are like platinum. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Alden right now, as rural Western New York is checking in. And it is Ann in Alden. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Howdy.
I just had a couple points to make up. Number one, I applied for a medical exemption. My doctor personally called me and said he could not do that. He could put in writing that I had antibodies. I had COVID in 2020 in April. Mild, 5 days, you know, felt like somebody beat me up, but got through it okay, thank you, Jesus. And tested for my antibodies in September 2021. My antibodies came up at 12.1, which didn't seem great, but we're talking, 18 months later. I did notice on my sheet where I got the labs done that it said, first of all, we've tested you for antibodies and you've come up positive, meaning one of two things. One, you've either had COVID-20, had COVID-19, or you've had the COVID vaccine. And the reference range was greater than one. Subsequently, shortly thereafter, I spoke with a nurse who had told me she had went and got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and she only tested with her antibiotics at a little bit over one, meaning I had so much stronger antibodies. I'm a nurse. I've been put on suspension without pay due to gross misconduct, and let's see, about a week I'm going to be terminated.
Well, I think Corey Hogan and Steve Cohen with Hogan Willig, they've been on the show before. Corey's going to be on after 4 o'clock today. Both of those very prominent attorneys have said, do not quit your job. Wait to be terminated.
I will not quit. They nicely included a resignation form for me after I went through the interrogation.
Well, okay, here's what sucks. I mean, first of all, there's many things. This is what really bothers me about the mandates. You, just a few short months ago, my dear, you were a healthcare hero. Let's have a parade for you. You were a wonderful human being. You were selfless, dedicated to others. And then suddenly you became a person who was incapable of making healthcare decisions for yourself. You became, overnight, you turned into a medical imbecile. And then, to add insult to injury, if you are fired because the mandate makes it gross misconduct, you are not eligible for unemployment benefits.
Yep.
So
the thing that got me is they bought me, told me where to be, this company. Of course, I won't mention the name.
Thank you.
And brought me in for a formal interrogation. I was beside myself.
Did you know it was coming?
They sent me a letter. They sent me a letter saying I had to be at such and such a place, such and such a time. They gave me a transcript. They taped everything, gave me a transcript of it.
Well, I certainly hope you had the option to bring legal counsel with you.
I did. But, I mean, I have antibodies. It's like I'm not going to get a vaccine that could possibly reduce my antibodies and possibly get an adverse reaction to the shot. I mean, it is possible. There is, you know, people out there that have had bad reactions from the shot, and I already have immunities greater than people that have been vaccinated. So what sense would it make for me to go get the vaccine?
All right. I thank you very much for the call. And this brings up another question. And I don't mean to keep drowning you guys with questions, but there's a lot of things about this that even after a year and a half, we really haven't talked about. And I love hearing about your experiences. How many of you listening to my voice right now, you had COVID? Let's say you had the two Moderna shots and you got the booster. Did you get sick from the booster? What was your reaction to the booster after you had had COVID and maybe after you'd had the original shots themselves? I would like to know. Because, look, I'm not going to lie. I am concerned that having had the two Moderna shots, having had COVID in the last month or so, that if I put a booster into my body's not going to like that very much. The good news is it could be good for about 5 more days off, but just saying. 803-0930, but then I'd miss you guys, so I guess it's not really a good thing. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I really do miss you when I'm not here, and that's no BS. I really do. Like, you guys are, I talk about my group of friends all the time, and you guys are my extended group of friends. I mean, yes, there are some enemies hidden among you, I know that, but you are my extended group.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Such a great song, but Steely Dan will never do this live. Legal issues. I think, was it plagiarized or something? There's a reason they don't do it live. Gaucho, though, it's a tremendous song. Anyway, it is 3:37, Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Just a personal aside, not that we had a wonderful time in Ellicottville at Fall Fest a couple of weekends ago. Not that it was fun or anything, but Booker texted me during the commercial break. We've already got our rooms set for next year. So we've already got it all set up. Adjoining rooms, and it's, I don't know. It's not just us. It's a whole bunch of our friends, but it's a riot. We're taking over Ellicottville. All right, it is 3:38 now, WBEN. Hey, if you're just joining us, coming up after 4, attorney Corey Hogan from Hogan Willig is going to be here talking about mandates, talking about what you can do to fight, and I'll have some general questions, and if you have some questions for attorney Corey Hogan, the one thing I do ask is make your question as concise as possible, and that way we can get to as many people as we possibly can. And I will try my best not to accidentally hang up on Corey Hogan when he is a guest today. We've got him for about 20 minutes at 4 o'clock. So there are some general questions I think most people would have an interest in hearing answered. And then there are your individual questions. So anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number. And some of the things, you know, folks, and I am very sensitive to the idea that many of you are COVID burned out as a topic. Believe me, I get it. But the Moog thing yesterday kind of shifted the ground a little bit, and it got me thinking about, well, how many of you have actually gone for and achieved a religious exemption? How many of you actually have a medical exemption? You know what's really wild? I've been asking this question about medical exemptions now for like an hour or more. I have not had one person calling in saying that they were able to obtain a medical exemption to the jab, which I find very interesting. And, you know, doctors are really under the gun not to give people medical exemptions. And, you know, look, I don't want to come off like some conspiracy theory wacko individual, but this whole idea of this level of coercion that is being used on people in a constitutional republic, it does not sit well with me. And it's not that I'm an anti-vaxxer at all, but the coronavirus is novel or new, and the shots are also novel and new. So how could I possibly blame people who want to sit back and see what the three-year outcomes are or the five-year outcomes are? You know, consider me the experimental group. And speaking of the experimental group, there was a time, guys, believe it or not, when we actually did a show or shows on where can you get the COVID-19 vaccine? People wanted it. People were calling, begging, please, Tom, please tell us where we can get the shot. Now that it's everywhere, people are increasingly reticent. And if you're a new listener to the show, again, I'm fully vaccinated. I also had and survived COVID, but I do not believe in mandates, not with this vaccine, because it is my personal belief that we don't have enough long-term data. How could we have enough long-term data? Just came out. So let's get back to the calls on WBEN. And Jan in Forestville, beautiful Forestville, has been holding on for a while. Jan, thanks. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom.
Howdy.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Love your show. It's been great.
Oh, keep going. I'm enjoying this. I'm feeling the love.
I'm calling in regard to the religious exemption. I have a teenage daughter, and she works at a nursing home. And, of course, they were told that they were mandated to get the shot. And us being a Catholic religion, we're against it. And so she did get a religious exemption for it. Because we do, obviously, in our faith, believe that we should not be experimenting with our bodies in the way that we do not what's put in it. And we do have research, and we know there are aborted fetal cells in those shots. And we do not believe in killing babies in any state. So, of course, we cannot morally put any aborted fetal cells in our body.
Well, okay, that being the basis of your religious exemption, does your daughter who works in the nursing home, does she have to test regularly?
Yes, she does.
And is it the rapid test or is it the PCR test?
It's the PCR test.
And who? Okay. What is that? Who pays for that?
She doesn't. I assume the company is, because she's not paying for it.
I'd love to hear from other people out there, because I think my PCR test costs $75, but I might be lowballing it. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah, I've heard they're really expensive. I'm not sure. But
yeah, well, I mean, and the reason I ask is because I have zero confidence in the rapid test, and I will tell you why. Because we shot a movie in Buffalo over the summer about Mother Cabrini. I'm sure you've heard of Mother Cabrini, the first American saint. But
yeah.
Long story short, every day we showed up on set, we had to get COVID tested. And I don't believe they're accurate. And for the very simple reason that when I did go in for the PCR test, they did a rapid test and that came back negative. And then 8 days later, two different PCR tests said positive. And the same thing happened, you know, mentioning the newspaper article before, same thing happened to Bill Lacey, I believe, who works at one of our competing radio stations. His rapid test was negative, but his PCR was positive, as I recall.
Right, right. Well, I don't even know about those PCR tests itself. I thought I had read somewhere, I don't know how true it is, but they had come up with these tests before COVID even started. So, and started manufacturing them. So how could you come up with a test before you know what you're even testing for? That's my thought.
Yeah, and you know what? There is an answer for that. They talked about it. One of the talks I heard on New York University's Langone Health, they did talk about it. Without going into great technical detail, which I'm not competent or qualified to do, the PCR test is, for COVID, the gold standard test. And as my particular situation worked out, I ended up with two PCR tests. So in science, replication is very, very important. So two different tests, two different labs, same day, same result, positive.
Right. I just wonder about that, like I said, for their viewpoint. But, yeah, so the religious exemption went through without a problem. I mean, this is what we believe, of course. So when she filled it out stating, I cannot put something in my body that's morally against life, no way. And, yes, so that got approved. And if any Catholic out there is in need of it, the Catechism of the Catholic Church states, number 2295, the whole statement about not putting anything experimental into your body.
2295, the Catechism. Catechism, of course, questions and answers.
You got it.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Can I fill you in on one quick thing for the Moog people?
Yeah.
There is a New York State Stands Up group of people that are out there trying to get people to understand you do not have to take anything against your beings. And they meet every Monday night. There's a lady that started it. She's a businesswoman that didn't want to be pushed into this. And so every Monday night, Crossroads Church in Elma, I believe it is, on Girdle Road, on Monday night, 7 to 9, she has like 300 people now that are, she supports the nurses that are being pushed into it. They support anybody, the teachers, anybody who...
Is there a Facebook group that to which you could send me the link and email?
I will look that up and send it to you, yes.
Yeah, because I can put it up on Facebook and make sure people get the right information. My email is really easy. It's tom@wben.com. I'm pretty sure you can remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, and she's also got exemption letters on there from different lawyers for both medical and religious. So.
I appreciate the information. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. Well, okay. So her daughter was able to get the religious exemption, but she has to test once a week. I'm surprised they're not making her pay for the test, though, to be very honest with you. I would think that's something. I wonder how long that's going to last. The other thing is still medical exemptions. Our last caller mentioned medical exemptions. How many of you have successfully obtained one? Medical exemption to the jab. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And on the other end of the spectrum, how about those of you who got the jab? It was no big deal. You wanted it, you got it, and you're all set. And as I have mentioned, I wanted the shots. I got the shots. I don't regret having gotten the shots, even though I had a breakthrough case, but I'm not real sure that I want the booster shot. I mean, two schools of thought, in for a penny, in for a pound, but at what point is the body going to say, hey, quit messing around with me? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us get back to the calls. Frank in Cheektowaga. Frank, welcome. You are on.
Hey, Tom. I don't know why we're playing around with these games with, medical exemptions and, having to test every week if you get a medical or religious exemption. Everything they've said, the government has said from the beginning, has been completely wrong. They said that if you get the vaccine, then you can't spread it to other people. And now that's proven to be not true. And, we're playing all these games instead of just meeting the problem head on and just saying, we need to just go back to normal life. We're jumping through hoops to do everything we can people are trying to avoid to get the vaccine, but instead of just smashing the problem head on, they're taking alternate routes and going with religious exemptions and things like that. But I think the whole thing is ridiculous. It's a disease with a 99.9% survival rate. It's been going on for 18 months. It's far too long. We put up with the masks. We put up with the restaurants being shut down, 4 people at a table in a restaurant, having to order a meal with a drink, all this craziness. And it's just, it's gone on far too long. We just need to push back once and for all and say, we're going back to normal.
All right. Thank you very much. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Attorney Corey Hogan is going to be joining us after the news at 4 on WBEN. I'll have some questions for him, but I also want you guys to feel free to call in and ask some questions for Corey. I don't feel like restating all the topics right now, but if you're on hold, you know what we're talking about. And if you're listening, you'll figure it out. And we'll have attorney Corey Hogan on WBEN right after 4 o'clock, taking everybody in order here. This is Mark on a cell phone. Mark, you're on WBEN.
Tom, how are you today? Hey, yeah, just to make a long story short, I did wind up getting the vaccine. I got the Pfizer. I got it because I heard that was the one with the least amount of side effects, which it was for me about 24 hours after. It was a little lethargic, mild fever, headache, whatever. But the only reason I got it was because I felt forced into it for my work. They didn't say it was a mandate, but we do a lot of work in schools and healthcare facilities, and basically I was told if I didn't get it that there wouldn't be any work for me, and I probably would get laid off and let go and whatever. So I just felt that I was pushed into a corner, and I did what I had to do for my family. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer either, but I just didn't believe there was enough research at this point, because I get the flu shot every year and so forth. So I'm not against any of that stuff, but I don't know. I just
How do your coworkers feel about it? Do they also feel like they were pushed into a corner?
I don't really think so. Out of the company that I work for, I was the last man standing. So what does that tell you?
Tells me that you like Bruce Willis movies.
Yeah. I was the last guy to get it. So, but, you know, I've got some friends that are like, why did you do it? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I'm the only breadwinner in my family. So I just did what I felt I had to do. I couldn't be out of work for weeks and weeks waiting for, you know, a lawsuit or whatever. And you know, I discussed it with my wife and my daughter. And, you know, they basically said it was my decision. And if I had to do what I had to do for my family, that's what I had to do. So.
But basically what you're saying is you didn't have a choice. Your right to choose was essentially taken away, and they basically held a syringe to your head and said, you either take this or you don't have work.
Correct. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And even, you know, to my looking at different options, the one healthcare facility we worked at, they wouldn't even let us get tested. And I had called my insurance company and said, if, you know, can I get tested, blah, blah, blah. And they said, yeah, you can get tested as often as you want, and you would be covered by the insurance. So that wasn't even an issue. I was just going to go get tested weekly to be able to continue doing work. And, in fact, one building I went to, they asked me to leave because I wasn't vaccinated and I wasn't tested. This is crazy. It's crazy.
You know, it's interesting. I tried scoring some hockey tickets for some people I know, and then I realized, wait a minute, these people aren't vaccinated. They can't even go in.
Exactly. Well, it's a gift, so I can't really say, but there was a venue that my wife was looking into and just came out recently that you can't go to that venue because you have to be vaccinated. So now she's trying to figure out what to do with this gift because there's another person that she doesn't want to get vaccinated, and what is she going to do now, you know? It's insanity. Well, have a good day, Tom.
All right. Thanks very much, Mark. I appreciate that. He sounded a little like Norm MacDonald at the end of the call. Did you catch that, Pasquale? Little Norm MacDonald-like, the late, great Norm MacDonald. All right. Now, coming up, guys, on WBEN, I want to let you know what we're going to do. We're going to talk about mandates and the legal fights against mandates as far as the shot is concerned. So if you have a succinct and short question for attorney Corey Hogan, I would invite you to call in right now so you are ready to talk with Corey Hogan when he comes on the air just after 4 o'clock, well, about 4:05, 4:06, somewhere in there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.